Buongiorno bella gente and welcome to this little recap about Italian health public system. I would like just to explain a little bit how it works in Italy when you need a doctor and how the state gives to people, to citizens, the health assistance, okay? Okay, it is called in Italy Mutua. And before the Second World War, it was a service related to the fact that people should work. So if you were unemployed, you didn't have the public assistance. Instead, after the Second World War, in the post-war period, we created the Ministero of Sanità, okay, that gives assistance to all the citizens. And it is not necessary to work to have the assistance, okay? So in Italy, everybody can have a doctor that can cure him or her. Everybody can go to the hospital, to the ER, if you have an urgent disease. Even people that comes from abroad, students, tourists, or people that have no Italian citizenship, but that work here in Italy. But everybody in Italy can have this assistance. And I am really proud of this because I think that everywhere in the world, people should have public health assistance because we all have the same civil rights, okay? The same rights. But I have also to say that this great system, because I'm very proud of this system, in the last 20, 30 years have been worsening, okay? Because all the governments that we had in this last 20, 30 years have always decreased the investments in public health. And this is not a good thing, okay? And we Italian, we really protest against this because this kind of public system is really good, okay? I think that comparing to other nations, this is one of the best in the world because some nations have not a public system or it is really, really weak. And people have to subscribe private insurances. Anyway, if you want to come to Italy, you can be sure that if you have a disease, you will be cured. But if you are a tourist, you have to do nothing special. But if you need, you go to the ER or to ASL. We call them ASL or Guardia Medica. And you ask for an assistance if you have gotten a flu or you have something broken, I don't know. Instead, if you are here in Italy to study or to work, so you need to stay here for a longer period of time, you have to go to ASL, that has got a lot of offices, and you ask for your medico di base, that in English is the general practitioner, okay? And you will have a general practitioner if you need. I hope you won't need it. The system is, I have to say, is not the same in all the regions because it is ruled by regions, okay? Not by Rome, by the central government. And I'm not so, I do not agree very much with their system because it is not the same all around Italy. So you have regions in which the public system works better than in others. But anyway, generally speaking, I think that in Italy you will always find some doctor that will cure you, okay? So if you come in Italy, be sure that you will find no problem to have public health assistance, okay? If you want to know, there are also obviously private clinics or private clinics that are affiliated with the Italian state, and so you can go there and pay just a little amount of money. In Italy we call it ticket, with an English expression, and it means that we pay taxes, so we have the public assistance, but for some kind of medical examination we have to pay a little amount of money. So if you have to do an ultrasonography, For instance, you can pay 30 euros. If you choose to go in a private clinic, you will pay even 100 euros. So there is a big difference, okay? Or for medicines, often we do not pay for them, or we pay just 3 euros, 1 euro, and so on. Obviously, we have paid them when we pay taxes, because in Italy we have a great amount of taxes to pay, but this amount of money is used by Italian state to guarantee the public assistance to everyone, even to people who don't work. So I think this is a fair system. Sometimes it doesn't work very well, but nevertheless, I think that it is one of the best systems in the world, if not the best. I'd like to tell you something about my private life that can explain how this kind of system can save your life, okay? Because when my father discovered to have a bad disease to pancreas, the Italian state has provided for him all the operations, the technical instruments, the medicines, the hospitals he needed. And I can assure you that if we should have paid all that medical things that he still needs, because now he has diabetes and he has used insulin for 20 years, almost 20 years, and he never paid anything, okay? And imagine what kind of money, what kind of sum he should have paid to buy insulin for 20 years. All the syringes he has used and all the visits for his eyes, his heart, okay, because diabetes is not a simple disease, okay, but obviously he has paid taxes for all his life when he went to work, and so the state can help him now that he is a person with a disease. And the beautiful thing of this system is that when you pay taxes every month from your salary, you give money not only for yourself if you will contract a disease, but you pay even for other people, for people that maybe cannot work, and you assure them that even them can be cured by the public system. So I think that everywhere in the world, this should be the system to cure people and citizens, okay? And we have to thank our constitution. That is really a wonderful constitution, in my opinion, because there is an article for everything, and it has been written to give the best rights to everybody. So, this is a good thing of Italy, and I hope you will come as a tourist here in Italy, or maybe as a student, why not? So, I hope that this topic could have been useful for you, and if you want, you can go on YouTube, where I have started uploading some video about more or less the same topics, and where we could chat about what you want, okay? Have a nice day. Bye-bye.